This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. For the 16th consecutive year, the Gibson's Restaurant Group is generously providing a gourmet luncheon to hundreds of Catholic Charities clients this winter in support of them and our organization. Join me as I welcome Kevin Arnold, Director of Training and Development, to preview the 2024 event and discuss how this wonderful New Year's tradition has evolved through the years. Can you remind our audience about the history of Gibson's presence and the Gibson's brand in Chicago?
Yeah, you know, Gibson's has been here since 1989. Our founders are Steve Lombardo and Hugo Raleigh, and we have expanded over the years. But you know, Chicago, the Rush Street location, has been there the whole time, and is a Chicago institution, one of the best steakhouses, in my opinion, and many other people's around the city. And then we also have a few of those around in Rosemont and Oakbrook. But we have other concepts as well, from Lux Bar, Cortino, Gibson's Italia, Hugo's Frog Bar and Fish House, and Hugo's Frog Bar and Chop House out in Des Plaines. And then we have the Boat House down in Orlando, and a Cortino down in Texas that we just opened this last year. And then of course we also have a partnership with Bazaar, with Jose Andreas Group, with Bazaar Meat and Bar Mar and Cafe by the River, and then RL just right around the corner from here. So a lot of restaurants. We look to be expanding in the future and taking our Gibson's philosophy to, you know, around the country, if maybe one day around the world, but of hospitality, high quality food and value, and just who we are as a restaurant group.
It really is amazing how it has expanded since 1989, Kevin, you know, not only to different brands, but to different locations around Chicago. And I know that you're just known for impeccable service, you know, as well as, you know, the good old leather booths on the Rush Street location, right? Yeah. That's still just like a standard for Gibson's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Then can you also remind everybody how the idea for this wonderful, incredibly philanthropic gesture of kindness started back in 2008, reaching out and opening the doors of Gibson's on New Year's Day to help Catholic Charities clients?
Yeah. You know, Peg and Steve Lombardo have been working with Catholic Charities for years. They've been ambassadors of Catholic Charities. I think they were the grand marshals of all at one point. But they are definitely very affiliated with Catholic Charities. And it was something that we wanted to take advantage of the restaurants closing. We would always close on New Year's Day. So we wanted to take advantage of a closed restaurant that had all the ability to feed people who would never be able to go there during the year. So we decided to take that opportunity and start using that at the Gibson's location on Rush Street as the day that we could bring people in. And Catholic Charities was just a natural person to work or affiliation to work with because of the affiliation with Steve and Hugo already, or Steve and Peg. So we just reached out to Catholic Charities, and they said, yeah, absolutely, let's do this. And we were able to – the first year was a little smaller. It started off at 100, then the next year was 200, and then we changed locations because we got so big, and it was 300, 400. We got up to 500 at one point. We had both levels of the Hugo's going, and it was a little bit much, but we still were able to do it because that's what we do. Now we're out in Oakbrook doing it. A lot more space out there, especially for the buses to come in and bring people in and park. So now we're out there doing that, but it's just as big, and we had a couple years where we had to taper off and not do it because of the pandemic, but we went strong back into it last year, and now we're doing it again this year. We're really excited about it.
Well, I have to say, though, even during the pandemic, you know, I had the great pleasure of working with you and Liz Stark, and you did not want the tradition to stop. You went out of your way to prepare wonderful meals and deliver them to our senior affordable housing residences, mm-hmm. so that the tradition continued, and our clients got just a wonderful Gibson's meal delivered to their homes instead of them coming to the restaurant. That was incredibly creative and generous of you to continue that during the pandemic.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun. I was on that too, and just driving around everybody and bringing it to their house. And we had a pretty good system going on, so everybody could take it to their room and be able to heat it up as they want. Because we always give too much, anyways. Like too much, but our portions are huge, so people end up taking them home after the dinner, anyways. So at lunch. So it's kind of nice just to bring it straight there, and they could have it for a few days if they needed to. But it's a great time. Then we were glad that we could do that too, because that was something that we debated about. But there's no debate; it has to happen.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And so what's in store for January 28th? What's on the menu, and what's in store for the 16th annual Gibson's Catholic Charities Lunch this year?
Well, you know, we've been doing it we've been pretty consistent the last few years in how we've been doing it. But we in a nice sit down dinner, we're going to have our great garbage salad to start off with, some shrimp cocktail. You know, we have meatloaf. That's the Gibson's prime beef meatloaf. That's amazing that we make. We will have our great chicken that we do rotisserie style, very tasty, and vegetables. Nice complete meal, mashed potatoes, and then we get into some desserts. They get to take home a little box of little bites that they can eat as they want. Because like I said, at the end of the meal, dessert is the last thing you're thinking about, you know. So, but you know, it's great because you know they come in, we bus them in. They don't have to worry about getting there. Everybody comes in at the same time. We got these great goodie bags they leave home with or leave the place with, so they got something to remember it by. You know, we continue to do that. We have great donations from our vendors for food as well as for different things for the goodie bags. So from like Wells Lamont that we get a lot of that, or Leon Kroll. So a lot of donations from our friends of Gibson's, which is nice. So it's not only volunteers coming in to help us, but it's all these other elements that are coming together to really give a great experience to people who wouldn't have it otherwise.
You mentioned to me that you had a group of volunteers last year who, you know, just went out of their way to extend kindness and courtesy to all the guests there. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Providence Catholic School came in, and the cheerleading squad for them, and they came in with – I don't think any of them had any service experience at all, which is what's great about this event, because no matter who comes in, we can find something for you to do, and you're going to feel like you're making an impact, because you are, you know, and you don't have to be – I've worked in restaurants before. You know, all we ask is that you wash your hands and you keep it clean, right?
Right.
But we can show you and teach you what you need to do in order to make these people happy. They come in, and they were just natural at it. They, you know, I don't know. They had the spirit. They brought it with. They were happy. They were smiling. They were willing to do anything to make it better for the people that were there, and we really were over the moon. I mean, I think we had over 17 volunteers from them alone, which actually made up the majority of our volunteerism. But we still had a lot of people from our restaurants that came in too. So we just love trying to get more people involved, and you know, hopefully we can get them again, or anybody else who feels that this is worth doing, because you know, you see the smiles on people's faces, and it feels like it is at the end. You know,
well, and you've mentioned to me, and I totally agree that oftentimes when you participate in an event like this, you get a lot more than you get. Right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, volunteerism is a fun thing for me. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, and you always walk away feeling good for at least that day. But I'd say for a good amount of time, and then the next year you come back and do it again.
Yeah. Can you also talk a little bit about, I know that this Gibson's Catholic Charities lunch is very special to a lot of employees at Gibson's. And, you know, I just know it's got a special meaning for a former employee. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when we first started talking about this, we were talking to different people in the restaurant, and one of the guys I was talking to was a guy named Dave Cassiopo, who was a bartender at the time and been in the company for about 10 years at that point. And I mentioned that we were working with Catholic Charities, and he said, "Oh well, you know, I was adopted through Catholic Charities. I went through their program and got adopted, and had a wonderful life with the parents that I ended up with. And I'm still very close to them." I'm like, "Well, that's fantastic. You should be there, and you should be like a representative, you know, our guy from Gibson's that really had an impact with Catholic Charities, or had an impact on him." And so he did. And so every year he was there, and he was, you know, doing everything he could to be greeting everybody and take care of everybody. So he passed away, and I don't remember, I think it was 2014 or so. And when he passed away, you know, it was really sad because he was young. He was a young guy. I mean, he wasn't that young. You know, he was young enough to be a surprise. And a lot of the people who worked there, you know, just everybody was really good friends with him. Everybody liked him. He's just a great guy. So we wanted to kind of represent him a little bit. And the other people that have worked for Gibson's over the years that have left us, there's a lot of heart in our company. And to see people care that much, and then be able to, you know, represent them and their life and how that evolved, it meant a lot to us. So Dave is a special guy in our hearts, and it really is representative of that spirit of giving, you know.
You know, before we run out of time, Kevin, the Gibson's Restaurant Group is consistently ranked among the best restaurants in our city. Open Table, for example, included the Rush Street Gibson's among the 20 restaurants that defined Chicago last year. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the reasons, some of the reasons, that you've been able to remain a leader in the very challenging restaurant business in Chicago over so many years?
It's all personality. It's all that when you come in, you know, it's not going to be a stuffy atmosphere. It's supposed to be fun. I mean, it's fine dining, yeah, but it's supposed to be interactive and fun and loud and fast and chaotic and crazy and friendly and the things you want. We want energy at our restaurants. And so I think people really respond to that and they want to be in that. And, you know, for us, we just continue to create that. We've had people at our restaurants that have been doing that for so long, you know, that they know these people, they know our customers, and they know how to act, how to take care of them. And I think it just makes us an exceptional restaurant group. It's why we're always in, you know, the top 10 in the country as far as how many people come into that restaurant. It's about volume for us, too. It's not about trying to gouge a customer. We don't want that. We want you to come in. We're going to talk to you and find out what you're looking for, and that's part of the personality. And then once we find that out, we're going to deliver that. And we're not going to try to sell you anything you don't want. And the next time, if you want to come in and spend a lot of money, hey, that's great. We're happy to help you do that. But we're not going to ever push that on you, because we want you to come in and we get treated the same way, you know, splitting a cheeseburger that as you do ordering a, you know, whatever $80 steak. You know, we want that same level of service and personality to be given to that customer, because then they'll come back again and again, and that's when you really have a successful restaurant.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.